Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome back to the program. We appreciate you being here with us. Bill Michaels Show is on the air. We are glad you are on board, and thanks so much, as always. Final hour of the program before we get out of here. Reminder, coming up tonight, we're going to be at Libby Montana's on Dodges Bay Road in Mequon. Please come out and join us, 6 to 8 tonight. Going to be the Bill Michaels Huddle. Going to have some good guests out there tonight. We hope to see you as a face in the crowd. And I always want to remind you, that doesn't matter where you come to see us when it comes to the Bill Michaels Huddle. All of those entry forms that you fill out when you walk in, which are free, by the way, it doesn't cost you anything, from our friends at Bud Light, also gets you registered to win the big screen television that we're giving away, compliments of Chris and the gang over at ABC Audio Video at the end of the season. As a matter of fact, I was telling you a little earlier that when we had Dave Richard on, we're fixing up one room of our house. We've been working on this thing now for a little while, piece by piece. And now it's time to do the entertainment side of things, and I just bought a big new flat panel TV, and Chris is coming over to the house, and he's going to get that thing hooked up, and we've got a sound system that we used to have that we bought with the house that's really good, and so we're not going to get rid of it, and we're going to have Chris wired all up, but they do fantastic work. And I'll take all the pictures for you when it's all said and done and show you the before and after, but from what they've put together, the models they put together, it's going to be spectacular. I cannot wait for this thing to be all done, which hopefully is done here in the next couple of weeks. We're trying to get it done before Thanksgiving because we're having a house full of people. So, but they do incredible work. So we can't say thanks enough to everybody over at ABC Audio Video. Chris has been with us a long time, and they're going to get that thing installed in your home in time for the big game. So come on out and join us at the Huddle. So Mason Crosby joined us last week at the Lodge Kohler kickoff. And if you didn't get a chance to hear it, I encourage you to go listen to the whole thing on the radio.com app and the Bill Michaels Sports website. You can check it out. But we talked to him about what he did to get ready from last season to this season.
Sometimes with a little added chaos on, you know, in the exterior, you're able to kind of lock in and focus in a little bit more on those interior things and you know, the internal stuff that you can really focus for yourself. So I dove into, you know, how am I going to prepare, you know, get a little sharper mentally, physically, all those little things. And you know, I had a good set of goals and a good plan going through the off season, and I really hit that process solid. You know, I had a little bump in the road, had a minor little calf thing right at the beginning of camp, but that was I was honestly able to kick through all that, you know, that time. So, you know, some of that was kind of nice just being able to work on a few of my own little, you know, details leading into camp. So for me, I felt like I did a good job of just having a plan, having a process, and really sticking to that, you know, kind of in the midst of a little bit of chaos and a little bit of, you know, a lot of changes. And, you know, having another guy in camp was, you know, was a different, whole different animal. But at the same time, I just stayed within myself, made sure that I kept working on my things. And yeah, I've been really happy. Our operation has been great. You know, got to give Hunter and JK a lot of credit for how hard they've worked. Our protection's been awesome. You know, it's just all those things have to go together, you know, for me to be successful. I'm kind of last piece in the puzzle whenever it's after the snap and the hold and the protection. And yeah, I feel just really good with how I've prepared for this year.
So we started to talk about the off season and then getting into camp. And one of the things that, in case you did not know, Mason Crosby's wife, Molly, was diagnosed with cancer, and they found a tumor in her lung. And so, you know, that's something that, look, you don't pay. We treat football players like commodities and pieces of meat. And instead, he's actually living some real-life human interest drama, so to speak, because of this. And, oh, by the way, and the whole time he's trying to win a job and trying to keep his team on track. So he talks about, you know, Molly's cancer treatment.
Yeah, we actually, I think it just come off of going to the Lombardi and, like, kind of in that, you know, time frame where Molly was having some almost like asthmatic symptoms at night especially, and was treated for a sinus infection. You know, we thought maybe possible pneumonia, something like that. And, you know, they did some x-rays and saw something that they didn't, you know, feel good about. And then, you know, did a CT scan, and we were able to find what ended up being a tumor on her lower lobe of her right lung, and found out, you know, learned, you know, a lot about anatomy, you know, about the lungs, and that you have three lobes on your right and two on your left. Just something I hadn't really thought about too much. And luckily my son actually knew that as well, which I was proud of his school.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
He's learning a lot, but yeah, that summer we just, we kind of went through that process. It started happening really fast. We were at Mayo Clinic 2 days before camp started, where we really found out exactly what we were dealing with and what the kind of prognosis was and what the plan was going to be moving forward. And through that process, we were prepared to have surgery fairly quickly on the tumor, but we actually found a blood clot through all the scans, and so we had to Molly needed that treated, so that postponed surgery for a month. So basically all through camp, just kind of, you know, treating the blood clot and preparing for surgery and trying to win the job and stay here for my 13th year. And then after that Kansas City game, Molly had already been over at in Rochester at Mayo for a couple days. And after that Kansas City game, her mom and I went over and got there about an hour before surgery, and she went in. So it was heavy. There was there were a lot of moments of just fortunately, again, the support and the organization, how they stepped up and just were extremely supportive, and I felt cared for and supported and loved by so many different people, just from their words, from their actions, how people stepped up to help with our kids and with our families and with our needs. It was really special, and such a testament to what this place is and the relationships that we formed over the years.
It was interesting because it was brought to my attention during training camp, and we had heard a little bit, and then people just kind of, it's one of those things where people don't know what to say, but they want to say something.
Yeah.
You know, and so I guess my question to you would be, your teammates, obviously the guys inside the locker room, the organization's one thing, but the guys inside the locker room, that's really where your support comes from, right?
For sure. And, you know, we kept it relatively quiet. You know, we were just, trying to, kind of figure everything out and deal with it as a family, and told my teammates, told close friends, told everyone kind of in the building, and just guys just checking in, just asking how I was doing, how Molly was doing, making sure that that on a daily basis that we knew that they were thinking about our family and praying for Molly, and those things just mean the world to me. And it if anything, it gave me perspective of sometimes how we get locked into a bubble of going into our daily processes and how sometimes we just need to step out and really make sure that that we are looking and caring for other people and making sure that that we're reaching out and doing those things, because we can just get kind of one track, going in one direction. And I just felt so thankful for all the people that that stepped up and showed their support.
How is it mentally, and not to trivialize it, because you're trying to fight, like you said, for your job. So how is it mentally when you have other things going on and you're supposed to go out and make a kick? Because if you miss one in camp, if you miss one in a game, you're thinking to yourself, the built-in excuse is,
His mind is elsewhere, you know. But I mean, but seriously, how tough is that to say, look, this is what I got to do. This is what I got to do, and then I've got to be able to compartmentalize things and continue to move forward in both ways.
Yeah, you know,
really three ways: husband, father, and
for sure, you know. For sure. I think my whole life I've just been I've been training for moments, you know, like this of just being able to compartmentalize and really focus in on. Whenever I was home, when I had opportunities to be with Molly, be with my kids, like tried to be fully in. And then, you know, fortunately, you know, Molly, I just thought about her all the time because she didn't have those breaks from, you know, being able to go into the stadium and just kind of have a job, you know, have something to get away from, you know, the fact that she had cancer, you know, that she was dealing with this in her body. So, you know, for me, I was able to go and spend some time with teammates and really try to invest in that and try to prepare for that season. You know, and then to true Molly fashion, I mean, she was just a huge support, you know, through all of it as well, making sure that I was, you know, able to focus on my job and do all those things as well. And, you know, all of it, when I look back at it, and you know, here in a year or two, we'll continue to reflect, and it's just going to be like, man, that was a wild time. You know, it was crazy. And then the Saturday after her operation, as she's recovering and the doctors are saying we feel really good about the surgery, all those things, you know, I get unfortunately, I get a call, you know, from the Packers number. So, you know, that's a scary moment, anytime, but, you know, it was Coach LaFleur and then Goody called and just, you know, we're first and foremost asked about Molly, and that, you know, that means a lot. And then, just, you know, said, you know, looking forward to this year, you know, ready to get going. And just the Saturday, through those couple months was kind of that first day we were able to take a deep breath and really, you know, start, you know, planning for that next, you know, that next process and that recovery phase.
There you go. That's part of our discussion with Mason Crosby last Friday at the Lodge Kohler kickoff and everything that he was going through. And then, you know, look, we talked about this team and how far they can go and the necessity for veteran guys like him, more so Aaron Rodgers. But what it would mean, the possibility of winning yet another Super Bowl?
Fortunately, you know, and what you said about, you know, what is different with this team, we don't talk about that kind of stuff much. And I think that's important, is, you know, not getting ahead of yourself. And obviously, I wanna put another ring on her finger. I mean, that's literally the goal, you know. Every time you step on the field is like, how are we going to put a product, how are we going to play these games so that we can get to the playoffs and then make a run to the Super Bowl. But that is a process, and that there are so many steps from now until then that that we have to take care of. And you know, that's what I try to tell every young guy. Any time I have a conversation with somebody who hasn't been there, hasn't been doing it long, just make sure that you take care of this day. Have a plan to go out there and take care of your mind, take care of your body, and know what you're going to do ahead of time, so that whenever that challenge, whatever fate you face, you know, in the game or in those situations, it becomes less difficult and you're prepared. Because nerves, making mistakes, all that is you know, those happen without, you know, whenever you're not prepared. So you know, if you do something on the field that you know, you're flying around and it just doesn't go right, but you know that you prepared during the week, it's easy to move on and go on to the next one. So you know, those are my words of advice, and that's you know, that is how you make it to a Super Bowl. That's how you go and win those big games.
So there you go. That's Mason Crosby from last Friday in the Lodge Kohler kickoff. You can go back to that. Check that out on the radio.com app. You can also go to BillMichaelSports.com, download it, and get into it yourself. When we come back, I'm going to talk with our buddy Phil Mackey from Score North in the Twin Cities area. Get the lowdown on the Minnesota Vikings. And I want to say thanks to our friends over at Duane's Cover It All. Some of the best in Wisconsin's best. Canvas and upholstery provider. They can do restorations. He can do boats. He can do covers. He can do, you know, leather chairs. Whatever it happens to be, he does incredible work. That is our buddy Duane from Duane's Cover It All. Go to DuanesCoverItAll.com. He's based in Wausau. but they get stuff shipped to them from all over the world. That's Dwayne's Cover It All in Wausau. And follow him on Facebook. That way you can just see what he does, because he does some fantastic work. Also, our buddies down at Stenny, second in National and Walker's Point, Milwaukee's by far their best sports bar, the award-winning Bloody Marys. They have shuttles to all the games as well, even tonight's Bucks game going on down at the Fiserv Forum. Packers, Brewers, Bucks, Admirals, Marquette, UWM, you name it. That is Milwaukee's best sports bar, and there's a reason for that. Check out Stenny's down at Second National and Walker's Point. Stenny's, you should be here. More of the Bill Michaels Show, talking Vikings next.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Glad you're on board. Hey, don't forget about the Wisconsin Biofuels Association reminding you that, yeah, there's a lot of EVs being bought, electronic vehicles. But remember, if you've got a flex fuel vehicle or a vehicle that's newer than 2001, you can also help the environment by filling up with the unleaded 88, or even if you have a flex fuel vehicle, the E85. Still doing your part without being tied to the electrical cord, so to speak. So check it out. For all the information, we've been doing this now for a while. For all the information, go to wibiofuels.org, not to mention all the cash that you keep right here in the state of Wisconsin and just shortly beyond the borders to the Wisconsin Biofuels plants, to the workers, to the Corn Growers Association. Helps everybody out. Like a big brick being thrown into a pond, there's a whole lot of ripples when you do the right thing. So check it out for yourself. Go to wibiofuels.org. That is wibiofuels.org. And see for yourself what it's all about. Time now to take a look at the Minnesota Vikings as we complete our look around the NFC North. Phil Mackey from Score North in the Twin Cities joining us at Phil Mackey on Twitter. Phil, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. I'm kind of week to week. I feel like the Vikings are giving us a week to week roller coaster ride sometimes here. So we'll see what happens against the lowly Broncos.
Well, here's my question, because we all know Kirk Cousins has never won more than 10 games, not won a playoff game. So is the expectation to get past 10 games?
It should be. I mean, you're sitting right now at 7-3, and actually I've got the Vikings and Packers schedules pulled up side-by-side right now, and they play each other, obviously, a couple days before Christmas in Week 16. I think the Packers and the Vikings are both likely to finish these current stretches until they play each other with one loss. I think the Vikings probably lose at Seattle on Monday Night Football out of the bye week, or at least they're not going to be favored in that game. And I would say Packers coming off the bye against San Francisco, that could be a tough beat. So I think at this point, if Kirk Cousins and the Vikings don't win 10 games with Denver at home, Detroit at home, they got Chicago at the end of the year at home, and that's not the same team that we thought they would be a couple months ago, Los Angeles Chargers on the road. It would be a colossal disappointment if Kirk Cousins doesn't get his first double-digit win season.
See, I was thinking the same thing, and I guess if I'm a Minnesota Vikings fan, I'm sitting there with a lot of optimism and also a whole boatload of trepidation at this point, biting my nails that it actually comes true.
Yeah, that's the thing. The Vikings have done an amazing job, and Gary Kubiak as sort of the offensive overseer, even helping Kevin Stefanski, the offensive coordinator, they've done a great job of just putting Kirk Cousins in spots to sort of manage the game. Don't get out of line. Don't turn the ball over. No one's really going to ask you to put the entire team on your back for 3 hours. Would it be nice if at times, if Kirk Cousins could maybe complete a fourth quarter comeback? That'd be great. He has no fourth quarter comebacks in his Vikings career so far. At some point, you're probably going to have to do that if you want to actually do, if you want to win a game in the postseason in January. But if you look at the car that he's driving, it's a Ferrari. You got Stephon Diggs, Adam Thielen, even though Thielen's banged up. I think Dalvin Cook is the best running back in the NFL. Alex Mattison might be the third or fourth best running back in the division, and he's the Vikings' backup running back. You got two great tight ends. You've got a defense that mostly holds opponents to 20 points or less. And so he's not – Kirk Cousins isn't being asked to do as much as he was in Washington, and really his main goal is to just not crash the Ferrari at this point.
The team itself, Dalvin Cook has been such an asset and has obviously a ton of hops this year. We were talking the other day about McCaffrey being the MVP. Is Dalvin Cook, are they publicly efforting for him to get a nod for the MVP?
Yeah, No, it's a legitimate conversation. You know, if Dalvin Cook, the only question for him going into the season was, can he stay healthy and play 16 games? Because that's been his problem the first 2 years in the NFL. But if you think about all the things he does and all the different things you have to account for if you're a defense, you know, he can light you up for 80 or 90 yards through the air, screen passes, wheel routes. He can also just take the ball traditionally as a running back and run for 100 to 150 yards. And he really is, there's a lot of chatter about him being in that same category that Le'Veon Bell was 2 or 3 years ago in his prime, or that maybe Marshall Faulk was at times at the peak of his career. I think we're dealing with that kind of a talent, and the world is seeing it for the first time, healthy week to week here. I think we went through a little stage there, Bill, for like 5 years where people wondered, I mean, you could just pretty much draft a running back in the sixth round and plug him in, right? Running backs aren't really that important anymore, but where the NFL is going and where schemes are going, to have a blue chipper like a Dalvin Cook, and by the way, the Packers running back situation is not too shabby either. I think if you're right, the Packers or the Vikings, you love your weapons right now. I think it's a legitimate conversation. Adrian Peterson won the MVP about 5 or 6 years ago, and we might see another running back in the mix here.
Also wanted to ask about the wide receiving core, because going back to the Chicago game, there was some disgruntled wide receivers. Then all of a sudden they started to open up the offense. Has it just been that simple that Zimmer finally said, okay, let's just go out and toss it around a little bit more, get away from just the run-only orientation, and try to mix things up?
I think in Zimmer's ideal world, they would hand the ball off to Dalvin Cook 30 times every game. But you also, you're paying, think about this, you're paying between Kirk Cousins, Stephon Diggs, and Adam Thielen, you're paying like $60 million. That's basically like, what, 30 to 40% of your salary cap. And you've got a bunch of talented people. And Kirk Cousins gets a lot of flack, and deservedly so in certain instances. I don't think he's a guy that you're going to want to – it's not like Aaron Rodgers where you say, listen, hey, all these other things are failing today, and so we just need you to go win a game. But Kirk Cousins throws one of the best deep balls of any quarterback in the NFL. When he gets protection and time, he can dissect defenses, and I think you have two top 12 to top 10 wide receivers. So you can't just ignore them, and that's why the whole blow-up happened a month and a half ago where the Vikings just weren't using Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs. And both those guys went public and said, hey, listen, like, we don't want to be super selfish, but this isn't the right way to score 30 points. You can't just leave us on the shelf like this. So I think they found a ton of balance in the last month or so, and if they can keep the balance going forward, and if the defense can even just be top 10, and no one's asking the defense to be number one in the NFL, I think they can make noise in January.
That was going to be my next question is, who do you feel right now are the teams to beat in the NFC? Because we've talked a lot about who's the best, but who do you believe the teams are beating the NFC?
There are so many of them, and it changes week to week. I'm not fully on board with the Niners, even though the Niners look like they're headed for a home playoff game, potentially. Jimmy Garoppolo is good, not great, and the Niners have played a pretty weak schedule. I think that's part of the reason why they're 8-1. So even though the Niners are sitting atop record-wise, I don't think I'd put the Niners in my top three NFC teams until they prove it a couple more times. I would say right now, give me the Seahawks, give me the Packers, and let me see one more week of the Saints. Before this last weekend, I would have said the Saints, but that was a weird loss against the Falcons. I think Seahawks and Packers are on a tier. Niners and Vikings are in that mix. And then the Saints, those are probably your top five teams. I also wouldn't sleep on Dallas, even though everyone's talking about firing Jason Garrett. People are ripping Dallas for losing to the Vikings at home on Sunday night, but that's a good Dallas team, and Dak Prescott's a top 10 quarterback.
The other question I have for you before I let you go, you talked about the matchup at the end of the season between these two teams. The fact that the Packers got a win earlier on this season, second game of the week, or second game of the season, I don't know how long that goes as far as confidence. But given the fact that the Packers have been able to just kind of pull things out and just kind of win, what is the perception of your perception of the Packers looking in? Because a lot of Packers fans keep waiting for the other shoe to fall.
This is the first time I've watched the Packers and thought to myself, man, the head coach and the quarterback seem to get along. Like, not that they're always hugging each other, but it just seems like it feels like a refreshed Aaron Rodgers from the outside looking in. It feels like maybe the most stacked weapons-wise and talent-wise this roster has been in a while. And I think what I would worry about if I'm the Vikings is the Vikings have an amazing roster. I think the Vikings have the best roster in the division, but I don't think the Packers' roster is that far behind. But the Packers have Aaron Rodgers, and the Vikings have a guy that has no fourth-quarter comebacks in the last year and a half, that we're celebrating his first big primetime win, basically of his career, this last week,
right,
in which he was mostly a passenger in that game. So I think right now, just based on the fact that they're a game up and they've got Aaron Rodgers, I think this is the Packers' division to lose, and the Vikings are going to have to take it from them for sure by winning in Week 16 and probably hoping that the Packers slip up against another team.
Well, that's going to be the next question is, do they slip up against another team? We saw them slip up against the Chargers out there in L.A. I don't know if that's a wake-up call or that was an ominous sign, one of the two, but nevertheless, they got a tough one coming up after the bye week. Phil, it's always great to talk to you, my friend. We'll talk again down the road, especially when these two teams get ready to meet up second to last week of the season, okay?
Right on. All right, Bill.
All right,
thanks,
buddy.
Man.
Talk to you later. Phil Mackey from Score North, and or I should say in the Twin Cities, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. If you're looking for a great team to go with, check out our friends at Schneider. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. You can follow Phil on Twitter, at Phil Mackey, M-A-C-K-E-Y, Phil Mackey on Twitter. When we come back, talk about the NFC North a little bit. And is it the Packers, as he said, it's the Packers' division to lose? Do you really feel that, or do you feel that the Packers need to just run away with it and hide before the end of the season gets here as they play Chicago and Minnesota and Detroit still yet to come on the docket? Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show is next.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Peace up. A-Town. Yeah.
Welcome back, Bill Michaels Show. We are on the air. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over there at Cousins Subs. Cousins Subs. You know what? I was in Cousins, about a week ago, and I just got an email here from Dwayne. Dwayne writes, hey, unit, saw you in the Cousins Subs on Moreland Boulevard. Is that your normal hangout? I saw you getting the Bill Michaels. What else did you get? Because it wasn't all a bag of Bill Michaels. You're right. My stepdaughter loves the Bill Michaels, but Sherry gets the ham and cheese. Sherry is a ham and cheese killer. So you're right. You're right. But see, well, I talk about this all the time. I use what it is we talk about. So when you go, he doesn't even use that stuff. No, nay, nay. Not true. So, and I have never had Cousin Subs delivered. Many of you do. And many of you that work in buildings downtown and such do. I just never have. It's right down the street. It's only about a mile from my house. And, yeah, that's the area that I live in. I'm not giving you the exact area, you freaking stalker. But, but yes, I go there. So stop into your local Cousin Subs just like I do and pick it up. Enjoy yourself. And whether it's a big sales event or a catering event or something that they could help you out with, they do that as well. So check out CousinSubs.com, the official sub sandwich of yours truly, and the one that I eat. And they're fantastic people, so check out Cousin Sub. So is the NFC North, okay, the division itself, have the Packers, do you believe, well, let me ask you this, do you believe it's the Packers to win, or do you believe that it's the Packers to lose, or do you believe that the division is really up for grabs and the Packers are just trying to run away with it, okay? Because do you believe, I guess my question is this, if I want to put it in a nutshell. Do you believe the Packers are the best team in the division? That's what it comes down to. Are they the best team in the division? Yes or no? 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Do you believe that the Green Bay Packers are the best team in the division? Because if you believe it, then you believe it's their division to lose. If you believe they need to run away and hide and just get the record and get out in front, then you believe that probably Minnesota's a better team. Or the Bears, for that matter. I mean, I don't know what team it is that you feel might be better. But do you believe that it's their division to lose, that they are indeed the best team in the division, or do you believe that that the Vikings are going to be right at their heels, much like we just talked to Phil Mackey from the Score North, and he believes that it's all going to come down to that game between those two teams being the Packers and the Vikings coming up at the second, oh, was it week 16 of the season? Do you believe that's what it's going to come down to? 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. I want to hear from you. 855-830-8648. I believe, if I have to sit here and analyze this, I believe that the Vikings have the better defense. I believe that the Packers, get the nod offensively because they do have a run game now, and they have the best quarterback, if not in the division, if not in the NFC, but certainly maybe in the league. Okay? I don't believe in what Kirk Cousins is selling. And I've said this time and again, if Kirk Cousins had won more than 10 games in a playoff game and has that experience, I would say, you know what, I could probably give him the nod right now. But until he does it, I can't buy into it. It's just like every week I would pick Jameis Winston and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Didn't matter what kind of crappy opponent they had, I'd be picking them. And every week they let me down. And if I'm a Vikings fan or a Redskins fan, I've seen this game before, where Kirk Cousins will take you right to the altar, and then he will leave you there and ditch you in a heartbeat. So until he does it, until he wins 10 games or more than 10 games, until he takes you to the promised land and wins a game in the postseason, I can't believe it. Let's go to Tim, listening to us in Ladysmith. Tim, welcome to the program, The Bill Michael Show. What's going on, man?
Hey, Bill. Thanks for taking my call.
You
hey,
bet.
I think the division's kind of up in the air. I think the Vikings overall have a better receiving core. They have a better defense than we do. I think the game against San Francisco and Seattle are going to really tell the tale with the Packers. If we can win those games or at least win one of them, I think we're right in there. But I guess let's see how they do against those quality opponents. I just don't know. I think it's just up in the air right down to the wire, kind of where I'm at.
I appreciate it. I do too. I believe if I'm going to give the nod to anybody, that I'm going to believe that I'm going to give the nod to the Packers because of the quarterback play. Everything else about the Viking tells me that they're the better team. They got a deeper wide receiving core. They got a very good running back. Their offensive line, that could be a coin flip because I think the Packers have better tackles. They may have better guys up the gut, up the middle. I think Corey Linsley's better than their center, even though they did draft a guy that's been anchoring that line. But for the most part, I really believe that the Packers, offensively speaking, can kind of go toe-to-toe with the Minnesota Vikings. Certainly, Diggs and Thielen, they're a very good 1-2 punch with Laquon Treadwell back there. Even 1-2-3 punch when it comes to the ability to catch the football. Kyle Rudolph is one of the best tight ends in all of football. Dalvin Cook, a tremendous running back. And like I had mentioned, Garrett Bradbury, their first-round draft choice, he anchors that line at center. But it's all about quarterback play in this league, and Kirk Cousins doesn't do it for me. If Aaron Rodgers was on that Vikings team, they are not only a favorite to win the NFC, they're a favorite to win the Super Bowl. Right here, right now. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. But that's what quarterback play does to tip the scales. You take that, take that Bears team from last year. The way that defense was playing, you put Aaron Rodgers on that team with that defense, and I would make them favorites to win a Super Bowl, because Aaron Rodgers would cover up all the blemishes offensively, and then you just let that defense go. And they were healthy last year, remember. 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. I mean, I would pick them to win a Super Bowl if you had that kind of a defense. Now, doesn't mean this Packers defense is bad. It just means it's not as good. It's a top 15, top 12, but it's not a top 10. Until they can cover the middle, which has been the bugaboo, and get off the field on third down, they're not a top 10. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Usinger. Hey, don't forget, right now, Usinger sausage, made, grown, everything right here in the state of Wisconsin. The holidays are right around the corner, and if you're going to have a party, a gathering, or you're looking to, say, as a business, send out these special gift boxes, they've got it right now at Usinger. They're starting those holiday packages. Go to usinger.com, usinger.com, and think about sending the elves out to a special location. And whether it's a client, whether it's a holiday party, maybe you're having a holiday party, they've got a lot of different boxes, a lot of different things that cover a lot of different people, tastes, and likes. So by all means, go to Usinger, usinger.com. Final segment of the Bill Michaels Show. Your thoughts next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Still the vines, don't wait for the hands of time.
Bill Michaels Show on the air. We are glad you are hanging out with us. Thanks so much, as always. Kind of talking about this NFC North, and if you believe that the Green Bay Packers are the best team in the NFC North, and you believe that it's theirs to lose, if you believe that they need to run away and hide and just stay ahead of the Vikings, then you believe maybe the Vikings are a better team. 855-830-8648. Vikings obviously playing this weekend and getting it on, because the Vikings are going to be taking on the Broncos at U.S. Bank Stadium. Broncos come to town at 3-6, Vikings at 7-3. We're going to make our picks coming up tonight, by the way, on the Bill Michaels Huddle, which is going to take place out at Libby, Montana's on Donjus Bay Road. The Sunday night game will be another NFC North matchup. It is the 4-5 Chicago Bears against the 5-4 L.A. Rams. That's going to be out in L.A. The Lions, they're hosting the Cowboys this weekend. And without Matthew Stafford, it becomes kind of doubtful that they're going to be able to get over on them. But, you know, you never know. I you know what's funny is I kind of find myself rooting a little bit for the Detroit Lions, just to kind of make a game of it, for lack of a better, or a division of it, for lack of a better term. They just don't have anything to cheer about over there. It's just depressing. They just don't have anything to cheer about over there. So anyway, wanted to kind of throw that out there, and we were discussing that a little bit earlier, and wanted to find out your thoughts as to whether or not you believe the Packers are indeed the best team. The best team in the NFC North. Not just the NFC, but I'm talking more so the NFC North, or if you believe the Vikings are better, because many seem to think, and looking at some of the Twitter feed that I'm reading, people believe it's going to come down to the game between the Vikings and the Packers at U.S. Bank Stadium, and I hope it doesn't. Now, there'll be tie-breaking ramifications at that point if the Packers are a game ahead of the Vikings like they are now, and then the Vikings should win that ball game, then you get into tiebreakers because those two would have split within a division, and then there's a whole different set of tiebreakers that come after that. But that's why the Packers, if you believe the Packers may not be that good, then the Packers are going to need to get a couple of wins, and you got to have the Vikings take at least one more loss, which would mean the Packers would kind of have to end the season at 12-4, 13-3, and the Vikings would have to take a couple more losses. And knowing Kirk Cousins, they don't get above 10 wins. So that way, that last game of the season to win the division anyway does not become an important game, if you will. So if the Packers did lose that, they would still hold a game advantage over the Minnesota Vikings. And the Packers have just a couple of tough games left on their schedule. You would consider to be tough games anyway. One of them being against San Francisco, and then obviously the game that I just mentioned coming up against the Vikings. And then the last couple of games, don't forget, the last one is against Detroit in Detroit, and it depends on what Detroit season ends up going like. Let's say they get a resurgence, and it's not necessarily playoff ramifications, but it's more a really good prideful thing as they get on a roll. Well, then that game could be extremely tough. Otherwise, chances are they're going to have the keys turned on, the ignitions are fired up, the cars are running, and they're just waiting to get out of town after that contest. In the meantime, you got to knock off Washington, you got to knock off Chicago, you got to knock off New York, because you got San Fran, then New York, going to play the Giants in the West Coast or on the East Coast, and then you come back home for a couple in Washington and Chicago before you get to the Vikings and the Lions, and that's the way things will end up shaking out. So anyway, we'll discuss all of that coming up tonight on the Bill Michaels Huddle. We're really, really looking forward to it. Should be a lot of fun. And it should be a good time. Hey, we were just, Bill Schmidt was in here a little while ago. We were talking about Milwaukee Admirals. The Admirals, long time, been sponsoring our talk line. The Admirals, hashtag Admirals50 talk line, as they're doing their anniversary year this year. Not this weekend, but next weekend. Going to be down at the Admirals game. Looking forward to it. Birthday party, as a matter of fact. Going to be down there hanging out with a bunch of 12-year-old kids. But it should be a lot of fun. And Admirals hockey, the Admirals have won 5 straight. They're on a little bit of a tear. So if you're going to do anything and you're looking for something fun to do, Milwaukee Admirals hockey is it. And if you want to follow me this weekend, since it's on the bye week and I'm not going anywhere, I'm just hanging out, so I'm thinking about doing some nice ash stuff. So if you're going to be looking for something to do this weekend, head down to West Main Street in downtown Waukesha. I'll join you at the nice ash, watch a few NFL games, and just kick back, relax, maybe have a pizza or something like that, and take it easy. Yeah, I'll bring the laptop, do a little tweeting during the weekend, but I'm looking forward to this weekend off, not doing much of anything. Maybe some to-do lists around the house, and that's going to be about the extent of it. But I'll see you down at the Nice Ash this coming weekend as well. So that's going to do it for us for today. Let's get Mike in Fort Lauderdale real quick. We got about 30 seconds. Mike, how you doing?
Okay. Hey, Bill. So I was going to say, I think the Vikings, think the Vikings are the more talented team
than
the Packers. But like you said, I mean, we do have Aaron Rodgers. But I guess my biggest concern going forward is I still think that they're going to need somebody else to step up as a legit receiving threat, whether that be a tight end or at wide receiver, you know, other than Adams and Jones. Because I think once they get into the playoffs, they're going to need somebody else to step up.
No, I completely agree with that. I'm on board. I appreciate the phone call, Mike. Thanks for listening again down in Fort Lauderdale. No, I agree. It's not necessarily step up. It's just somebody's just going to have to kind of emerge as another go-to guy. And whether that's Lazard or whether that's Geronimo Allison or Marquez, whatever. There's got to be just something else. And the good news is that you've seen more and more of Jimmy Graham. And he's kind of feeling it right now. So barring injury, maybe he becomes a little more of a staple in that offense as well. And if you've got enough weapons to spread it out to, you can't cover everybody. At least that's the benefit of the Green Bay Packers at this point. We're going to talk a lot about it coming up tonight. The Bill Michaels Huddle at the Libby Montana's on Donjus Bay Road. Brought to you by Bud Light. Time for us to go. Have a good one.
Wisconsin Wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.